Everybody is on mute for the most part at the beginning of the call, so just want to welcome you. You're in the right place. Lots of people are coming on right now, and we're going to give them a few more minutes to show up. Unmute the lines for the beginning for just a second, just so that when people are coming on, they know that.
I can't tell if I'm muted.
You're not muted. Is that Igor?
No, that's Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you?
Well, and I'm not certain how to.
I'm going to go ahead and mute again. There's some background noise. Okay, everyone is muted. Hopefully, except for me. I'm assuming you can hear me. We'll just give people a couple more minutes to come online. We had 86 people signed up for this or something. So we want to give people a little time to get in. We had some problems this morning with this conference call system. I had a call at 8:30 in the morning Mountain Time, hour and a half ago, and it seemed that the whole system was down. So we had to start late, and it seems to be working now. I certainly hope it's working because there's a lot of folks who are signed up to be on this today, so I hope they're not getting busy signals. Okay, we're going to give people one more minute to get on the line, and then I'm going to dive in. I like to start pretty close to being on time because we have a lot to cover. It's a beautiful day here in Colorado. It's a little overcast, may get some rain today, but it's nice and cool this morning, and this green grass and buds on the trees, gotta love it. Goodbye, winter. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start in. And I wanted to first welcome anyone who has not been here before. For those of you who do not know me, I'm Becky DeGrosa of Counseling Wise. And welcome to our monthly free coaching call. So if you've never been on one of my coaching calls before, I want to tell you what to expect. First of all, I'll do a teaching segment for the first approximately 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes. And then after that, I will open up the call for Q&A. And in the beginning of the Q&A section, what we'll do is focus on what we just learned in the teaching segment. But then after that, after those questions run out, then it's open up for any questions at all regarding marketing your private practice. On this call, I'm going to teach you how to grow your practice by offering valuable tips in a free report. And this method of attracting clients is something that anyone can use. People do use it in all niches online very effectively, and it's used for one simple reason. It makes you stand out as an expert. So if you have a free report on your site, it makes you stand out as an expert, and when people download that report, they engage with you much more so than they would otherwise if they were just reading your website and leaving. So on our call today, I'm going to walk you through each step of creating this free report for your site. And we do have a lot to cover, so with that intro, I'm going to go ahead and just dive in. There will be no offer at the end of this call. I'm not selling anything. This isn't a preclude to me selling you anything. It's just a teaching call today. So I want you to know that So just gather your questions as they come up, and then at the end, let's dig into the material. Now, let me talk for a second about who this is for so that you can be clear as to whether this is going to work for you or not or solve a problem that you have. So if you're just, first of all, if you're just creating a website for your practice for the first time, then I would really, really invite you to listen to this and implement it. The reason I say that is because lately especially, it seems that I am working with so many therapists who have had websites up, and they, like I just got another note this morning, I have a website up and it looks, I thought it looked really nice, I thought it was really good, but I'm not getting any clients, okay? This is the story of the last, I don't know, it seems like 6 months for me in terms of what I've been doing. So I've been doing a lot of marketing analysis work and helping people really understand what they need to be doing. This free report is a huge, huge part of it, okay? So way too many people coming along years later saying, man, I put all this work into this and it's not working. So if you have no site and you're working on your first one for the first time, listen and just implement this at the get-go and you'll be really happy that you did. Now, if you already have a site and you have people coming, like you're looking at your Google Analytics or something and you can tell that you have hundreds of people coming to your site every month, but very few are calling for appointments, then you have what I would call an engagement problem, and this free report will help you with that tremendously. So give that a thought. One of the thoughts people have is they look at all these numbers of people who visit their site and they say, well, who are these? Are these just ghosts or something? Like, why are they coming there and not doing anything? No one's calling me. Or you think, well, maybe this analytics program is saying I really have, you know, 150 people coming, but it must be lying to me because nothing's happening. The problem is not that it's lying. The problem is that you're really not giving people enough reason to engage with you. So this free report will solve that problem. Now, the other thing I want to say is, this also will apply to you, even if you're getting, let's say you're getting 5 calls a week from your website, okay? That's pretty high for a lot of therapists who haven't really dove into marketing. But let's say that you are getting 5 calls a week from your site. If you have a website without a free report, you're still wasting that traffic, okay? There's still lots of people who are coming, and they're checking out your site, and they're leaving for you never to hear from them again, or for them to never see you again. And you're wasting traffic even if your call volume is pretty good. Some people will even have an opt-in form for a newsletter already on their site, okay? They're more advanced in their marketing. They've already got the newsletter going. They've got a list being built. Even if that's you, you are wasting traffic, okay? If you put a 3D report up on your site, meaning an image of a 3D report, and give them a reason to get on your list, to get that report, that alone will increase your opt-ins by 3 times at least. So anywhere you are in this spectrum of very beginner to more advanced, a free report, if you don't have one, will make a huge difference in your marketing. Okay, so the other thing I want to address before I dive into how you do this, how you actually put this report together, is I want to address your fear or your negative thinking about this, okay? So I'm imagining that some of you are thinking, oh, my gosh, free report, you're kidding. Like, that's going to be so much work. And I just wanted to let you know that this is totally doable. I had the same reaction when, way back when, somebody told me that I should have a free report on my Center for Healthy Divorce site. I thought, well, first of all, I thought, what do I have to say in a free report? I mean, I don't know anything unique, so what do I have to say? So just know if you're thinking that, you're actually quite normal. All of us think that. And don't worry about that. But I'm here to tell you that you do know a lot that your potential clients want to know. And I'm sure you feel that in your therapy session already, right? In your therapy sessions, you have some of those sessions where they come in and they have something going on and boom, you're like, ah, here's what you could do, or whatever, right? You know a lot. You may not feel that you know tons compared to your peers, but that's not who you need to be pleasing with this free report. You need to actually be providing something valuable to your potential clients. And an analogy I always use with this type of thing, because this is constantly a problem for therapists in terms of confidence, is think of yourself as a fifth grader in an elementary school, and your clients are the first graders. And think back to that time. What do first graders think of fifth graders? I mean, they're amazing, right? They can write. They wear cool clothes. They run really fast on the playground. They do all these amazing things. They're very, very smart and confident and all of that. That's how your clients will view you when they're struggling with an issue that you know a lot about. They're going to just view you as being the expert. So do the best you can to work with those feelings of lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem around what you know, because you're not comparing yourself to someone else who's been in practice for 25 years. You need to just provide value to somebody who's just starting out on this journey of realizing they have a specific problem that they want help with. Okay, so the other thing is that putting this free report on your site, it doesn't have to be a painful process. I'm going to show you exactly how to do each step of it on the phone today, and you'll see that this is really not that big of a deal. So let me share with you what was happening for me before I put a free report on my website, just so that you know, because I think a lot of you will relate to this. So I put my site up, and I did it just like everybody else did. I looked around and saw what other people had going on, people that I respected, people that seemed to be good therapists with active practices. Of course, I had no idea that they knew nothing about marketing, but I put up my site. And I got my Google Analytics installed, and pretty soon, if you don't have Google Analytics installed or some other tracking software installed, you need to do that, okay? And if you need any help with that, shoot me an email or go to my site, counselingwise.com, and just send me a note in my pop-up window there, and I'll help you get that going. But you should have that, and I did have that online, and then I started noticing, okay, look, I'm starting to get some traffic. Well, pretty soon I actually had like 150 to 180 visitors per month, and I kept wondering, okay, so this has got to turn into something, right? And every once in a while, yeah, I would get a phone call, I would get a client. But I didn't have that much activity really taking place, not that many people calling me for appointments. So finally, I put up the darned report, okay? And very slowly, people begin to opt in to download the report. And I'll never forget the first one. I just went, oh my gosh, whoop, you know? Somebody downloaded my report. This is awesome. So the phone still didn't ring a whole lot. But at least when someone downloaded the report, I knew that they were at least reading my tips. And they were reading how to, in my case, my report was on how to take care of their kids during their divorce. So they at least had some material. And, you know, my thinking was, well, if they printed that out, it may be laying on their desk or sitting in their briefcase or who knows what. And it'll remind them of this issue that they're concerned about and of me again. So next time they see it, they'll remember that. So that was pretty cool. Well, then I began getting a few emails a couple days after a report was downloaded, and then the phone calls began. So eventually the pattern became that for every 4 to 5 report downloads, I got at least one call. And the ratio of those calls becoming clients was way, way higher than anything that had happened prior to that, okay? So, you know, I used to get phone calls, but it would be like, you know, some silly question about divorce that really didn't even have anything to do with what I could do for them. But these calls were people that were really tuned in to what I was about, and they were already halfway there. They were already halfway there. It wasn't a sales process. It was just clarification questions. So the reason for this, and this is what you really need to take away from this, the reason that these free reports are so, so valuable to you standing out and being much different than any other therapist in your town, or especially in this specialty area that you're niching in, is that they come there, they get this free report, and not only do they get what they came for with that report, okay, so in my case, 5 ways to keep your kids healthy during your divorce, something like that. Well, they download that free report. Not only do they get those 5 tips, okay, and they keep them in mind and they apply them in their lives, but they leave knowing a lot more about me and how I could potentially help them. That is what the free report is about. You're going to illustrate expertise and provide value at first. But in my case, they left knowing that I had worked in a child and family center and had lots of experience with families. They left knowing that I already guide other couples through the maze of divorce with allegiance to the health of their children. And after they read it, they left knowing that I help couples negotiate parenting plans with a different slant. It's not attorneys fighting with each other. It's actually how to put something together that works for the family. So they can get some of that on my site, but it's fleeting. So when they download the free report, they get these valuable tips, and then they have a whole new view of how I could possibly help them. So that is why they called. That's why they made appointments. That's why they end up working with me. Value first, more to offer later. You make that very evident. And I will also say that later I implemented a follow-up email sequence for those who downloaded my report. And I have, I'm working with several clients who are doing that right now. It's really, really helpful because you don't have to think about anything. You put together like 6 to 7 emails that will automatically go out, maybe a week apart or something like that. That helped even more when I did that. But even before I did that, just in getting the report up there, it helped tremendously. So that's what we're going to talk about today is how do you actually create this report? So you should have a worksheet, and we're going to go ahead and go through that worksheet that you downloaded. The first step is to actually identify something that your potential clients really want. And then step 2 is to create a title that will draw them in. Step 3 is to write the report quickly. Don't make this an agonizing, 2-month process in writing the report. Step 4 is to actually format it so that it looks professional. And you don't need to get all hung up on this. It's not that big of a deal. But formatting the report just so that it looks halfway decent is a good thing to do. Okay? So let's go through each one of these steps. Identifying something they really want. If you've been on these calls in the past, you have already been introduced to what I call the dig deep exercise. I've covered it several times. And this exercise will get you really in touch with what your clients are feeling, what their problem is, what they really want. And if you haven't done that exercise yet, there's a place on my site where you can get it. You could actually just go to the search box on my site and search on Dig Deep, and that will take you to a recording of this call that was, I think, maybe in February or something like that. So that's a very valuable thing to do. I'll even say, even if you decide you don't want to create a report, you should do that exercise anyway. It'll totally change your view of your clients and what they need and what you need to be communicating in order to reach them. So you're going to do that exercise, and you're going to identify what they really want, what they're really, really feeling. That is going to be tremendously helpful in you deciding what your report should be about. So let's say that in my case, it was, ways to help your children navigate divorce. That was my idea. But let's imagine that you specialize in depression, for instance. One of the problems with depression, as we all know, is really irregulated sleep, okay? So your free report could be simply something about, it could be a simple sleep ritual that they could implement. What you want to think about with this is you want to think about something that you can give them that is fairly short and sweet, but it's something they can implement in their lives and feel a shift. That's the best thing to do, okay? Feel a shift. If you specialize in parenting, it could be a new way of engaging with their kids about a tough topic or how to resolve a power struggle with their kids. Just simple, steps 1, 2, 3 on how to do that. It's something they can try out, and then they get to go, wow, this person must know something. This actually really worked, okay? So that's what you want to do, something like that. Now, the other option is there are certain people who really respond well to assessments, and certain applications for that. So I have one client who has a website called Shopaholic No More. She is a internationally known shopping addiction expert. But a lot of people don't know if they have a shopping addiction or not. They don't know if they're just indulging in retail therapy or whether there's really a problem. Better yet, their spouses don't know, and their spouses want to know. So her free report on her site is Who Needs Help? Three Ways to Know. And then inside are assessments for them to, like self-assessments, to determine whether or not they have a problem. So these are all really good ideas for how you can give them something that's going to be very useful to them. Step number two is then to make it appealing in terms of the title. You really want to create a title that will draw them in. And I'm going to give you some examples of good titles so that you can get a feel for this. Obviously, your title is going to totally depend on what you choose and whether it's going to be an assessment or whether it's going to be, you know, free tips or whatever. But in the divorce counseling example, the people that came to me, and remember, you always need to start with the dig deep exercise, really identify the problem so you can get down to what you're going to address in this report. But the people that came to me usually had kids, and one of the big reasons they didn't want to have a big, ugly divorce is because they didn't want to harm their children in the process. So I knew that their kids' navigation of this was really important to them. At least one parent in every couple was really, really worried about the long-term effect of the divorce on their kids. Okay, so this is the level of detail you want to get to in this. So my free report was called Three Critical Factors in Helping Your Kids Get Through Your Divorce. That was the name of my report. Three Critical Factors in Helping Your Kids Get Through Your Divorce. Now, that title's okay. I mean, knowing what I know now, I probably would have done it differently. But it wasn't, I mean, think about somebody who's really worried about their kids. Are they going to download that? Of course they are, right? They don't want to miss those three critical factors. I mean, what if they miss it and they screw up their kids, right? So they are going to download that. A better alternative could have been, like, the five things your child needs from you during your divorce. I would probably do it a little bit differently now. But that's not bad, and it doesn't really matter because it worked. You just need to get something up, and you need to take your best crack at a title, and you need to get this happening so that they engage with you. Another way to approach it is the three worst mistakes parents make during divorce and why you should avoid them, okay? That's another thing. It will definitely get people downloading that. They don't want to make those mistakes. So these are sample titles. I mentioned the other one, Who Needs Help? Three Ways to Know, for the shopping addiction application. That's another good title. And recently, one of my students in a marketing message course came up with this great title. He's working with people who are, I guess, looking at the possibility of them having adult ADHD, okay? So the title of his free report is, Do I Have ADHD? Six Questions to Ask Yourself and Your Closest Friends. Okay? So what he knows is that it's murky for people. They don't really know for sure. And that's one of their biggest questions, and that's one of the biggest reasons that they wouldn't end up calling him is because they're not really sure if that's their issue. So the free report, Do I Have ADHD? Six Questions to Ask Yourself and Your Closest Friends, is an awesome way for them to take a very low-risk step in finding out if this is something that is perhaps an issue for them. And in the process of him providing this, he not only gives them these questions to ask so that they can go do something and get something out of it, but he also, obviously, struts his stuff in the process, right? He talks about how he works with this and how, you know, maybe other people have, we'll talk about the content of the report in a second, but he gets to actually illustrate his expertise in this report and let them know what the next step is if they want to engage with him, okay? If they want to come in and have a free consult or start working with him. So that is the that's the second piece. These titles, you don't want to have something flat, boring, non-curiosity provoking. That's not going to work nearly as well as having a good title. The third part is to, again, write the report quickly. And what I mean, you know, it's not like you have to have a timer and you're racing the clock here. But what I don't want you to do is view this as this big monolithic project that's going to take months to get done, because it doesn't have to, okay? The idea is to just identify 3 to 5 steps or tips or something, if you're doing a how-to, that your potential client can take to achieve what they want to achieve, one of the things that they want to achieve. Obviously, if they're suffering from depression, they have all sorts of issues, right? They have sleep, they have motivation, they have lethargy, they have, can I show up to work on, you know, work every day, and they have all sorts of problems, right? But gosh, what could happen if you just help them get their sleep regulated? That would be awesome. And you would win big points in their book, and they would most likely come see you. So the idea is carve off one little problem, give them something to do that will make a difference for them, or help them assess whether or not they really have an issue, and have another client that has a relationship assessment on his site, because he's a relationship expert. So that is kind of helping them identify the problem areas in their relationship. Whatever it is, you're giving them information, more insight, more a sense of where they want to focus with an assessment, or whether they have the problem at all. And with the other type, the tips, you're giving them like 3 to 5 steps. You don't want it to be 14 ways to, you know, do whatever, because that sounds way overwhelming. You want it to be very simple. So one of the ways that you can get this material is, if you work with a certain issue already, you may already have handouts or something that you give to your clients. When I start talking with my therapist clients about this, often they already have, you know, handouts that they give to their clients to remember certain things to help their life, make their lives easier, or to how to deal with a certain thing. And you can just simply use that in a free report and make it into a report format. So let's talk about the format for this report. On the handout I've given you, there are, what is it, six items in it. And this is an option. Obviously, you don't have to do it this way, but a lot of people find that they can actually get this written quickly if they follow a structure. So the structure is, the P stands for the problem. And so what you're doing there is you're calling out the problem. You know, are you concerned about the effect of your divorce on your children? Have you heard horror stories of kids, you know, irretrievably harmed by their parents' divorce? Is this what you're trying to avoid? Something like that. What you're doing is you're calling out the problem so that they can feel what it is that they're worried about, know that they're in the right place, anticipate that you're going to have something good to say about this, because this is what they're losing sleep over, and it brings them right to the report, very present. The next thing is a solution. Now, you don't necessarily right now have to call out the exact solution. What you want to basically say there is hope, I can help you. I work with people with this all the time, and this can get better, okay? In the assessment case, it may be you may not know if you have ADHD or not. You may not know if you have a shopping addiction or not. It can be very confusing. Is it a shopping addiction, or is it just boredom? Or is it just, you know, retail therapy or whatever? The solution is there's actually ways to know whether you have a real problem or not, and I'm going to show you this. Okay, so you're holding out hope that you can help them. That's what this solution piece is. It's not all the details of the solution. The objections, the O is for objections on your list. The objections are thinking of what it is that they're worried about. Why would they not come in to do therapy? Why would they not want to engage in this? So, for instance, let's go to the depression piece. The objections could be, I've tried everything and nothing works. I can't sleep. The sleep problems are caused by my medication. There's nothing I can do. So what you're going to do is you'll start with a problem. Are you having sleep problems with your depression? Are you waking up groggy? Are you unable to get up in the morning? Yada, yada, all that. Are you laying awake at night thinking about a million things? All those things, right? Solution is the hope for the solution. There is a solution to this. I work with a lot of people with this issue. I know some very simple things that can help you with this. The objections, even if you have feel that you have tried everything, even if you think that this is all due to your medication and it can't be resolved. So that's how you would say it, okay? So you bring those objections up because they're thinking about them anyway. So bring them into the conversation, and that'll soften the edge on them. Now, the next piece in your structure that's on your handout is T/S, and what I mean by that is tips/steps, okay? Tips or steps. So in the sleep example here, what we could do on the tips and steps is say, you know, here are whatever, 3 to 4, 5 simple steps that you can take to help yourself with this disordered sleeping. And you want to say something like, you really need to try this for a week before you make any determination as to whether or not it's going to make a difference. You know, 85% of my clients who do this for a week, uninterrupted, really find a huge shift in their ability to sleep, their ability to go to sleep, and their ability to stay asleep. And then you walk them through what these tips are. You know, turn off, don't be in front of the television or the computer screen for 2 hours before you go to sleep every night. Turn that, if you go to sleep at 10, turn those off at 8. Don't eat for the 2 hours before you go to sleep. Don't have anything going on in the bedroom in terms of televisions or electronics or whatever. Just have it be a nice, quiet place. Go up and get ready for bed at least a half hour before. Turn on some soft music, whatever. Whatever you know about this. This isn't my area of expertise, so I'm making up stuff. But whatever you know about this, I'm sure you give people advice all the time about how to deal with these real life problems. Put it on paper. Put it in this report. Give them these steps. Be encouraging. You know, of course, again, emphasize that they really need to do this for at least 5 days in a row or 7 days or whatever to see if it's going to work for them. And be really encouraging and tell them how to do it exactly so that they can do it. The next piece, P, on your worksheet, the P, is proof elements. And so what you want to do in the proof elements is you want to maybe give a couple of stories about someone who had this problem and resolved it with this technique, okay? So it could be I had a client who, whatever, you know, got home really late from work and yada, 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 couldn't sleep, and this is what she had to do to resolve this. And you talk about it. It's like a little case study or something. And you give a couple of those. Even if you give one, that's better than nothing. But if you give a couple, that's even better because you're showing them that it can be done, and that's what they want to know. They want to know that they're not the first one who struggled with this and resolved it, okay? Now, the final piece, the help, is where do they get further help? So there what you're doing is you're basically telling them, I work with people with these issues and many other issues related to depression. This is my specialty, and, you know, on my website, for instance, there's numerous articles about various aspects of depression, and I welcome you to read that and get what you can from it. And certainly, if you would like to talk with me about doing therapy, give me a call. You know, offer a free 15-minute consultation or a 30-minute consultation or whatever you do, and encourage them to take another step towards you. So what you need to realize is that this step of downloading this report, this is one step toward you already, okay? In the dating process, this would be accepting the date. Yeah, I'll meet you for coffee. Cool. Okay, so you want to then invite them in the report to take the next step after that, which whatever, maybe that's dinner out. Okay, so that's what the whole point is. You want to give them very small steps to take so that they can move towards you slowly because that's what most of us can handle and not be too scared. And every step they take towards you, you get more chance to illustrate and basically illustrate your expertise. build a relationship with him. Okay, so now let's go on to the next piece, which is the formatting. What I'm going to do, actually, is I'm going to put a page on my site. It's not there yet, but I will send this out to everyone who opted in for this call. I will send out a actual example with some instructions on how a really, really easy way to format the report. So know this, that you want to pay attention to the actual body of the report and the cover. And I'll go ahead and talk to the body formatting. It's going to be easier if you see this on a screen, so I'm going to send you a link to this. But utilizing MS Word, Microsoft Word, or anything else, what you want to do is use titles and subtitles. Okay, you want to break up your text so that it's not just one big wall of text. And so, for instance, with mine, the title was The 5 Things Your Child Needs From You During Divorce. And then I have a subtitle that starts the first little paragraph, Are You Worried About Your Kids? Right? That's problem-oriented, right? And so then I talk to that for a bit. And then I have another subhead. And I talk to that for a bit, and then I have another subhead. So it breaks it up. It's easy to read. The other thing that you can do is you can add a page border, so it's not just a white piece of paper. You can have a page border, and in Microsoft Word, you would just go into Format, Document, Border, Page Border, and you can make it any color you want, any thickness you want. It's just simply something that frames the page and makes it look a little more professional. So that's the body piece. And again, I'll send out a link to anyone who subscribed or who registered for this call so that you can look at samples of these formatted reports. Very simple to do. The second piece is the cover of the report. And this freaks out a lot of people. Oh my God, how do you get a cover like that? That looks so professional. It's really easy. So if anyone has not heard of Fiverr.com, you should get to know Fiverr. If you're going to be marketing online, it's a great resource. And there are, it's F as in Frank, I, V as in Victor, E-R-R as in Roy, .com, Fiverr.com, Fiverr with 2 R's. And for $5, you can get somebody to make a report cover for you. Okay, and it can look really nice on your website. One of the things that you want to keep in mind is that it is going to be this little image sitting on your site, and you can see an example of mine just by going to counselingwise.com. It's sitting right there on the homepage in the right. What you'll notice with that report is that the title is very large, and that's what you want. You don't want a whole bunch of stuff on there. You want a large title that can be readable in a little image online, and then you can have your name and whatever at the bottom. But mainly, the title is what's going to sell them on getting on your list. It's going to sell them on downloading this thing. So you want that to be readable online. Some people only do just a two-dimensional report, just a flat image. That's okay. It's better than not having an image at all. So it's worlds better than not having an image. But if you have a 3D image of the report, there's something about that that has been shown over and over and over again in testing that it increases the number of opt-ins that you're going to get for that report because they feel like they're actually going to really get something. You know, what they're getting is an ebook. It's still digital. But they feel like they're going to get something. This is something I'm going to get. It's not just I'm not just opting in for a newsletter or something like that, okay? So make it 3D, and again, you can get that done for $5 on Fiverr. So that's the formatting piece. Now, one last thing that I am going to say, which isn't really a part of this workshop or this coaching call, because already we're at 40 minutes almost into it, but the most important part is this. What you're doing with this report is you're starting a relationship. And so it's almost like, you know, somebody just moves into your neighborhood and you take over a welcome cake, okay? If you never contacted them again, ever, if you never said hi to them when they're getting in their car out in the driveway, whatever, you might as well have not taken over the cake, okay? The whole point is you're beginning a relationship and you need to continue it. So you do need to follow up with them. When they download your report and they get value from you, that's the beginning. You need to show up in their inbox. You need to send them a monthly newsletter at a minimum. It would be better to send something twice a month, you know, some good information on whatever it is, whatever your specialty is. And ideally, creating an email sequence that's already all loaded up and you don't have to do anything, that automatically goes to them and gives them value related to the report, that is going to be great. So, for instance, what you could do is you could have a preloaded email sequence in this depression example where it would go out and say, hey, did you read the tip on page 2? That was about making sure that the lighting in your room is conducive to sleep. Some people have found that yada, 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 and you might want to try this. Okay, so what you're doing when that email shows up, maybe that shows up 2 days or 3 days after they've downloaded this report, is you're saying, hey, go look at that and really engage with this and look at that tip on page 2 and fine-tune this and make it work. It's bringing them back, right? It's going to the gym with them so that they actually go. It's telling them, I'm here at the front door, where are you? Okay, it's getting them to engage for their good, and that's what you want to do in this follow-up sequence. Okay, so what I want to say is, I want to remind you that if you do this, if you write this report and you put it up, you can expect a number of things. First of all, you get to do these little celebrations because you're going to have proof that people are actually engaging with you in downloading your report. Every time someone downloads it, you get this little email that says, somebody downloaded this report, and you get to do little cartwheels that, yeah, people are actually listening to what I'm saying out there. Awesome, okay? You also start getting emails from these potential clients who download it because they're going to start viewing you as their ally, and they're going to email you. You're going to get more phone calls from them, okay? And when they call you, those calls are going to feel different because they're already allied with you. They already feel that you have their back. And so it's going to be a different kind of phone call. You'll get more people who become clients, ultimately. You're going to get more people who become clients. And you have to do it, obviously. You can't just listen to this and not do anything and expect these changes to take place. But if you do it and you create this report and you get it on your site, you're going to be really happy with the results. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions and answers. What you need to do if you have a question is go ahead and press star 2 on your phone. And what will happen is that I have this little panel on my screen, and it'll show me that your hand is raised. And I will then unmute your line and ask you to ask your question. If you have questions, just know that you're awesome. There's no stupid questions. There's no dumb questions. There's 41 people on the call right now, and so there are most likely at least 5 other people who have the same question as you. So please ask away and help everybody else out, and here we go. So I am first going to talk to someone with area code 303, first 3449. Your line is unmuted, and you can ask your question.
Hi, Becky. This is Kate in Boulder.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good, good. Just wanted another review of the 3D, like you want a 3D image for on your website so that they can click on it and go to your free report.
Yeah.
What do you mean by 3D again?
What I mean is it looks like if you go to my website, counselingwise.com,
right.
you'll see a 3D image there. So it's not just a flat image. It actually looks like a physical book standing up. Physical
and just because book. I'm not a graphic design person, I have no idea what you're talking about. Is that the idea? So on your website, Stop the Confusion, that's a 3D image of like a book. Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. As opposed to, let me give you another site to look at that has just a flat image. If you go to the Relationship Doc, as in DOC, .org, not a .com, it's a .org site.
Uh-huh.
You'll see that he has a relationship assessment, and it's...
Yes.
Yeah, just flat, okay?
I see. Yeah. Got it. Thank you. And this is what we can get on Fiverr.
Yes, you can get this for $5 on Fiverr.
Okay. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm muting my own... Great. Okay. Let me mute Kate. Okay. Now I'm going to go to whoever is area code 201-838. You're on.
Hi, Becky. This is Kim from
Kim.
New Jersey. Hi, how are you?
You
I'm
don't sound
curious.
Like you're from New Jersey.
Oh, I don't. No. Well, I don't have that Jersey, that other Jersey accent. just curious, how many pages? You say report, and it looks like a book.
Yeah, let me say something about that. Mine is not a good example. Mine is kind of a manifesto, if you will, and it's way too long for most applications. Okay, I was just so fed up with everybody freaking out about how to market themselves that I wrote this big long thing. So in your case, probably like a five pager is really good. Okay, and that that includes intro stuff. It has, it shouldn't be that long because you want it to be real simple, digestible, easy. Yeah. So five.
Great.
All right. Cool. All right. Let's see. I'm going to go to area code 303485. You're on.
Hey, Becky. It's Mary Ellen in Boulder.
Mary Ellen?
Hi. What do you use to actually, on your website, to actually handle taking in a download request, fulfilling the request, and doing the follow-up emails?
Good question. There's a lot of things that you can use. A lot of services, normal or more common services, are something like Constant Contact or MailChimp. Those are probably the two least expensive, easiest to use, third-party systems. If you have WordPress, if you have a WordPress website, there's a plugin called Wysija, W-Y-S-I-J-A, which is awesome, really awesome. I would highly recommend that if you have a WordPress site. And some of the higher-end systems that have a little more functionality would be like something like AWeber. I use that because I can do more fancy stuff with it. But they're all pretty affordable and easy to use, and a lot of them have free versions. I think with MailChimp you have a free version, where as long as you're not sending more than 100 at a time or something, it's free. So they're pretty simple to implement, and if you need any help with that, again, you can ask and we can steer you in the right direction. Does that help?
The email follow-up I can understand. It's actually the when they click something on your website to request the book. I've just got a regular, HTML website, plain old website. So it would be putting in code in there, or do you actually send people out to another service that houses the report and that actually sends it to someone?
So what happens is an HTML site is fine. You're going to have a picture of a report sitting there, and you're going to have an opt-in below it. And so they're going to put their email in the opt-in form, and they're going to click submit or download this, whatever that button says. And the code that's running in the background is integrated with the third-party email autoresponder code. So it's either contact code that's running or MailChimp or whatever.
Thank you.
So it automatically sends it to them and puts them on your list. It's really simple to do. Does that help, Mary Ellen?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. Perfect.
Welcome. Okay, let me go to area code 303-368, I believe it is. You're on.
Hi, Becky. This is Pat. Can you hear me?
I can.
You cannot?
No, I can hear you, Pat.
Oh, great. Okay. I have quite a few blogs and one article in my website right now. Should I turn that into a report or keep that there and do something else for a report?
What I would do is keep it there and do something else for a report. And the reason I say that is because, first of all, in order to be competitive, you know, in order to attract traffic to your website these days, you probably need a lot more content than what you have. So don't utilize what you have already. Add something new. And what you want to do is you really want to do this exercise I'm referring to, this dig deep exercise that I referred to in the very first first step. And that will get you tuned in to exactly what this report should be about. My guess is that when you wrote those blog posts, you weren't tuned in to that. So it'll help you. It'll help you create a much better marketing piece than you probably have in the blog posts. And blog posts have a different purpose, so that's fine. Whatever you have is great, but the report should be really targeted to something that they're needing and wanting.
Okay, and then do I create a button on the navigation bar that's called free report, or how do they find out that I have a report to offer them?
It'll be sitting there on your homepage, and again, if you look at my site, if you look at counselingwise.com, there's an example of that. To the right, there's the copy of the free report. There's an image of it sitting there, and underneath it asks for an email address. And I don't have anything in my navigation bar saying free report. It's just on the home page, front and center, so they don't miss it.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Now, how can I tell if someone has downloaded my report and who that is?
When you get when somebody downloads your report, you'll get an email that will tell you that somebody just downloaded it. Here's their email address. And you're going to be using what's called an autoresponder system, like MailChimp or Constant Contact or something like that. That's what enables you to collect their email and send it to them. So that service will send you this email. If you need help with that, just let us know. We can point you in the right direction.
Great. Well, I really appreciate it. This has been very enlightening, and I'm sure that it will, you know, really create positive results for me.
Yeah, it's really a good way to get people, you know, a better sense of who you are and enable you to give them some value right away. So it tends to help a lot with that engagement and people actually moving towards you as clients.
Do you feel that adding a video of me speaking to them could also help, or would this be good enough just to do the reports?
Well, here's what I think. I think if you want an order of things to do, a video is a good thing to do, a really short intro video. But still, here's what this enables you to do. You're collecting their name and email, and then you can follow up with them. So if you're going to put any marketing effort into your site, this is the first thing to do, because then you can follow up. You're in control of following up. If they come and they see a video, they may watch it and go, oh, you know, Pat sounds like a nice person. That's great. But if they don't remember you, if they go away and they don't remember you, you've lost them. Okay? This is why this free report and building the list is so, so, so important to growing your practice.
Great. Well, thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
Good. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. Let's see. Does anyone else have any questions? Right now, I don't have anyone else in the queue. If not, I'm going to go ahead and ask something. One of the thoughts I had, I see a couple of hands go up. That's great. So I'll get to you in a second. But I want to do one thing. One of the thoughts I had this morning when I was actually reviewing my notes on what I was going to teach you today, I had the thought of, I wonder if a little workshop on this would be helpful to people or not, okay? And the reason I ask that is I've been teaching, and the feedback I constantly get from people who join my workshops is, you know, the biggest benefit to them is that there's structure and there's help in getting it done, and we go through each step and we get it done. So my question to you is, does it make sense, and would you be interested, and this is just a show of hands, that would be great. I'm thinking about offering a low-cost workshop so that people could be kind of shepherded through this process of doing the dig deep exercise, getting feedback from me on, yeah, you have the right level of detail, or no, you're still too high level, you need to dig deeper. Having people come up with 3 to 4 ideas of reports that they could write. So you would actually say, these are three or four ideas I have. I could give you feedback on which ones I think would be best in terms of your marketing. Getting some feedback on your first crack at the report. You can take a crack at writing it, and then I can give you some feedback on, oh, this part's really strong, this part I would do this differently, whatever. You'd get feedback on all of that. We could also even talk about how to create a follow-on email sequence to help engage with your potential clients going forward to ensure that they're going to call you. So my big question is, who on the line right now would be interested in something like that? I do not have it available. I would have to create it. But if you would be interested in this type of a workshop to get this done, go ahead and hit *2 on your phone, and that will raise your hand, and then I can see how many people would actually be interested in this, and I'll know whether to create this and put it out there. Okay, so I see quite a few hands going up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, all right. So that is a pretty good show of hands there. All right, half the people on the phone are saying yes, that would be great. Okay, good. All right, that's just a really quick little gauge of interest that I wanted to know whether I should try to put something out like that or not. Okay, very good. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all your hands down because you may or may not want questions to ask questions. And then I'm going to go back to the person who had their hand up for real to ask a question, and we'll take that next question. So I believe the person who had their hand up was area code 403217. Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. Thanks. It's Mary Jean from Canada. And
hi, Mary
I was
Jean.
Really interested. Yes, hi. I was thank you very much, first and foremost, for offering this call today. It's been really great. I also specifically have a question around the final point, the follow-up. Say, for example, somebody does download the report and everything is going well, and then they become a client. I'm wondering if it still makes sense to market to them once they are a client? I'm curious
That's a really good question, Mary Jean. So here's what I would say on that, and there's going to be different opinions about this, obviously. It can be kind of an emotional topic for some therapists. But here's what I have found. It's amazing. I have tons of clients who have me doing work for them, or they've done work, or they've taken classes, or whatever, and then they aren't on my list, and they don't stay current with things, okay? They don't stay current. Now, I have other clients who are on my list, and they get emails from me that will say, hey, I'm doing this free call, or hey, here's a really cool way to put out a 5-minute newsletter, or whatever. They stay current, and they do what they need to do for their practice, okay, because they're plugged in. So think of this in terms of a therapy client. Let's say you have depression. That's one of your expertise. So what would happen if your current clients are working with you? And, of course, once they come in, we know they work on everything under the sun. It's not just depression at that point. But let's say they get an email from you once a month, a newsletter, that has some information about the latest research in depression treatment. Okay? Whatever. That's pretty cool because they know What it does, it reinforces your expertise, and you're providing value to them. And a lot of them will actually say, hey, I love your newsletter. I'm really enjoying reading that when that shows up. You know, that's one of the few things I read. So in my view, what it does is it continues to enrich the relationship. It continues to provide them value, and it shows them that you are up on what's going on in your field.
Okay, yeah, I can appreciate it from that perspective. And I, you know what, I think I'd also check in with them periodically to see if it was, in fact, providing value that they were interested in. And I don't know, I guess maybe more for my comfort level than anything else.
Yeah, and also know that anytime you're sending out emails, at the bottom of your email there will be a thing that says unsubscribe. Feel free to unsubscribe if this doesn't fit for you. So they could also unsubscribe at any time.
True. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're actually at 11:02 here, my time. So we're at the end of the call. I wanted to just thank you all for showing up, asking great questions, being engaged, and I will get the replay out so that if you want to listen to it again, if there's any points you missed, you can get that. That'll be out tonight. And I will also see what I can do about putting together a workshop so that we can all work through this together and get it done. I think that'll help a lot. So thank you, everybody, and I'll put out the announcement for the call next month as we get closer to that. And take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.